Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. Today you can hear the news calendar of the day to follow then with our Tuesday's features profile dedicated to renowned Albanian musician Mustafa Krantia and finally Albanian folklore. The main stories. The President of the Republic of Albania, Bajram Begaj, participated in the International Forum Women, Peace and Security held in Pristina and organized by the President of Kosovo, Vjosa Osmani. In his address, President Begaj commended Kosovo's international commitment to strengthening women's roles, promoting gender equality and ensuring equal opportunities. President Begaj stressed the necessity of forming alliances to eradicate violence against women, highlighting that such violence isn't confined to civil, ethnic, regional, or global conflicts, but also affects the daily lives of countless families. Albania is Kosovo's advocate. Begaj is full of hope that there will be a successful vote in the Council of Europe today. In a joint press conference with Kosovo's counterpart Vjosa Osmani in Pristina, Albanian President Bajram Begaj expressed optimism that on this Tuesday, April the 16th, it will be a successful vote in the Council of Europe and that Kosovo will become a member. Begaj emphasized that Albania is Kosovo's advocate for new recognition and membership in international organizations. Albania has a duty and will be Kosovo's advocate for the new recognitions and memberships in international organizations. I am very hopeful that on Tuesday we will have a successful vote in the Council of Europe. This will give us more inspiration for better work in the future, emphasized Albanian president. While Vjosa Osmani said that Kosovo is blessed to have Albania's support in the entire process towards membership in the Council of Europe. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama states that Albania is today in a different position and in a completely different relationship of interaction and communication with the international community. In a TV interview, Rama said that after the transformations that have taken place in the country and the role that Albania has taken in the international arena, Albania is listened to and consulted by the leaders of the great powers. Albanian Prime Minister said that this is certainly a factor for Albania but also for them, because they have a voice in the region that they trust and listen to, a voice that is the voice of a state that has made its approach very clear itself to the region. The chairperson of the Constitutional Court, Holta Zaçaj, received the head of the EU delegation to Albania, Ambassador Silvio Gonzato, at an official meeting. During the meeting, Zaçaj shared with the ambassador the ongoing efforts of the court to strengthen decision-making effectiveness and its activities, as well as focusing on some of the major achievements of this period, such as drafting the first guide of constitutional jurisprudence, live streaming court sessions, improving the court's communication with the media and the public through organizing press conferences after major decisions, etc. While Ambassador Gonzato emphasizing the importance of successfully implementing reforms and the level of interaction with public authorities and civil society relative to Albania's accession to the EU, expressed his commitment to supporting the activities of the Constitutional Court as a key institution for safeguarding citizens' rights and freedoms, promoting democracy and the rule of law. The Assembly Committee on Economy and Finance approved the draft law on electronic communications in the Republic of Albania to go to plenary hall. The Deputy Minister of Infrastructure and Energy, Angeleda Mucai, who made the presentation at the said committee, announced that the draft law aims to review and improve the general regulatory framework for electronic communications with the aim of encouraging investments for electronic communications networks with very high capacities, VHCN, both fiber optic and wireless 5G. The mayor of Tirana, Erion Veliaj, conducted a brief visit to Verona, Italy, where he met with the mayor of Verona, Damiano Tomasi, and the mayor of Vicenza, Giacomo Possamai. Veliaj also participated as an honored guest in the Fiera di Verona, where he held discussions with the Italian Minister of Economy and Finance, Giancarlo Giorgetti, the Italian Minister of Agriculture, Francesco Lollobrigida, as well as the Spanish Minister of Agriculture, Luis Planas Puigdemont. From Verona, Veliaj shared some good news for the citizens of Tirana regarding the city cleaning services and more. The mayor also listed several other services that will be introduced very soon in the Albanian capital. After the meeting with Veliaj, the mayor of Verona, Damiano Tomasi, spoke about expanding cooperation between Verona, Vicenza and Tirana. The mayor of Vicenza, Giacomo Possamai, said that the partnership between the three cities, Verona, Vicenza and Tirana, is a strong message for integration. Albania participates at the Vin Italy Fair, which is being held in Verona, Italy, with the best wine producers who exhibited the Made in Albania wine brands, already well known in the international market, being exported for years already. Albanian Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Anila Denaj, shared moments from the Albanian stand at the fair where Albania is being presented with 40 wine brands. Denaj underlines that supporting the local wine production and encouraging the sector towards better standards through these international activities remains a priority goal. Radio Tirana with the news. The requalification of water park in Drilong is towards completion and a creation of a new ecotourism center is expected soon. Work is going on at a high pace for the requalification of the water park of Drilon, Pogradec, by the shores of Lake Ohrid, turning it into an important ecotourism center of this area. The deputy mayor of Pogradec, Pascalino Zico told that the works are nearing completion in Area A, which will allow all visitors to enjoy the beauties of nature in Drilon during this summer too. According to him, the works are going parallel in the other two areas that will turn the park into a larger area accessible to visitors. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, Calendar of the Day. In April 1736, the Codex, the Gospel, number 72 of Berat, was written, a monument of Albanian medieval culture with precious artistic and historical values. The Codex mentions several composers of the time, including Janko Kuzeli, one of the most prominent figures of Albanian musical art. On April 16, 1917, Hil Mose established in Shkodër the Library of Albanology with a fund of 6,000 volumes. It served as a nucleus for the establishment of the National Library, a name it officially received 5 years later in 1922. In the spring of April 1999, the streets of all cities of Kosovo were filled with a long column of Albanians who were displaced. The Serbs aimed at ethnic cleansing through massacres and mass displacement. The forcibly displaced from Jakova and Suhareka experienced the worst Serbian violent behavior. This is Radio Tirana. That was Calendar for April the 16th.
Na te par, që ne jemi bashk, zemra më re, si e që më ndur. Herë par, që të prek nga dal, puthje pa fund, zdo të ndal.
Ëndra ime par, më bën të lu.
Yeah.
zjarr në ta jonë e parë. Bota letë ndaj, shpirtin do të falë, se në shpirt të kam.
Si uragan t'i vjen,
e ti si një fladi letë.
Radio Tirana. Profile. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Albanian acclaimed conductor Mustafa Krantia. Mustafa Krantia was born on April 10, 1921, in Kavaja. He embarked on his artistic journey at Elbasan Normal University, where he first engaged with the public as an artist. His musical and patriotic endeavors led him to join the orchestra of Radio Tirana as its principal violinist in July 1944, subsequently assuming the role of conductor and forming a string quartet. Furthering his musical education, Krantia pursued studies in conducting and composition at the Prague Conservatory and later at the Higher Academy of Musical Art. Notably, he conducted the premieres of the first Albanian operas Mrika and Skanderbeg, as well as the inaugural Albanian ballet Halili and Hajria, alongside numerous other Albanian orchestral compositions. Krantia's legacy extended through his leadership with the Albania Radio Television Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra of the State Conservatory of Tirana, and his instructional role at the High Institute of Arts. Renowned for his pioneering work in opera conducting within Albania, his approach emphasized pedagogy, meticulous rehearsal preparation, and collaboration with all stakeholders to ensure the highest artistic standards. In addition to his conducting prowess, Krantia distinguished himself as a prolific composer of various musical genres, an avid publicist, and a frequent contributor to television programs and interviews on musical topics. His directorial debut with Rusalka in 1953 marked a significant milestone in Albanian opera history, followed by acclaimed productions such as Traviata, Yolanda, The Barber of Seville, Rustic Cavalry, and others. His repertoire encompassed a diverse array of operatic masterpieces, showcasing his versatility and commitment to the art form. Throughout his illustrious career, Krantia received numerous accolades, including the Order of Labor, First and Second Class, the prestigious Nainfrashri First Class Order, the titles such as Merited Artist and People's Artist. International recognition came in the form of honors from institutions like the Baku Opera and the International Center of Culture, Art and Literature in Brindisi, Italy, as well as the Dvorak Medal from the Czech Republic's Minister of Culture. In recognition of his outstanding contributions, Mustafa Krantia was bestowed with the esteemed title Honor of the Nation. He passed away on January 4, 2002, leaving behind a profound legacy in Albanian musical heritage. And now, Radio Tirana listeners, we invite you to follow a musical fragment from the ballet Halili and Hajria, conductor Mustafa Krantia. That is the end of today's profile. Radio Tirana. The last feature for today, Albanian folklore. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Zadrima folk traditional clothes. Zadrima zealously preserves its ethnographic elements, showcasing a deep-rooted commitment to tradition. Our ethnic identity, diverse and rich, finds expression not only in regional folk traditional clothes, but also in its essence. Traditional clothing serves as a potent symbol of our cultural heritage, inheriting and transmitting ancient elements while reflecting centuries-old culture exchanges with other people. Through the kaleidoscope of colors, shapes and compositions, Albanian folk dresses narrate the story of our people, embodying our national identity. Among the provinces, Lezhë stands out for its steadfast preservation of Albanian culture and tradition, notably exemplified by the distinctive Zadrima folk tradition clothes. Across generations, this ethnographic treasure is cherished and passed down among the inhabitants of Zadrima. Foreign visitors, drawn to the allure of Albanian tradition and culture, often find themselves captivated by traditional clothing. The Kalmetore dress, an epitome of national tradition, is proudly donned by Zadrima women in their daily lives. In villages like Krajnë, nestled within the administrative unit of Blinisht, the tradition of wearing traditional Zadrima clothing still endures, upheld by around 20 women over the age of 50. Since childhood, these women have adorned themselves in these garments, a practice spanning generations. Their 19th century clothing is a cherished inheritance from mothers and grandmothers, woven into the fabric of the cultural identity. The wedding customs of Zadrima add a unique dimension to ceremonial adornment, featuring intricate ornaments like necklaces, crosses, talismans. Handicrafted and filigree, silver and other metals, these adornments symbolize reverence and tradition. Weddings serve as culture touchstones, preserving folklore and traditions amidst younger generations. Zadrima clothing, renowned for its vibrant and optimistic hues, such as red, yellow, and green, captivates with its beauty. Bridal shirts, delicately embroidered with birds and geometric motifs, exude imagination and artistry. Men's clothing, though darker, showcases a blend of elegance and tradition, from silk shirts to woolen or silk belts adorned with fringe. These traditional clothes, carefully stored in old chests or bride's dowries, emerge during family ceremonies and regional festivals, ensuring that the legacy of Zadrima's cultural heritage endures through the ages. Radio Tirana listeners, that is all about today's folklore. Here we come at the end of today's broadcast in English. We thank you for joining us. Goodbye from Albania.
boshi ti stakan Duart nuk ti preke buzët më janë grinë